朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
好，弟兄姐妹们平安啊！我们转眼进到年尾了哈。
Before we know it, it's almost the end of the year.
好，我们跨进了十一月，就是跨进了我们已经操练了十八年的感恩月。
And November is the month of Thanksgiving that we have practiced for 18 years.
十八年是很长的时间了。
18 years is a long time.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，我们有没有操练照圣经说的凡事谢恩。
I don't know if we have reached the point like the scripture says we shall give thanks in everything.
而且我们每一次真正发自内心对神的感谢，圣经上说这是把荣耀归给神。
Every heartfelt thanksgiving is to glorify God according to scripture.
好不好？我们不光说，你现在至少心中想一件事情，对神说：“神，我谢谢你。”
Okay, let's pause for a moment and think about one thing and say to God, Lord, I thank you for it.
我希望我们真的常常这样操练哈。那今天我们也要特别感恩，就是昨天有14位弟兄姊妹受洗归入主的名下。
One thing we're very thankful today is that 14 brothers and sisters got baptized yesterday.
那我们真的希望你们一信耶稣就能够好好的走路。
We hope that once you become Christians, you will follow the Lord diligently.
不要浪费时间，要来就来真的。
Be serious and take it serious. Don't waste your time.
非常高兴教会一直有人。信主，因为有一个人信耶稣，天上的天使天君都在欢乐的。
We're so thankful that the Lord keep giving us people who are saved because one saved soul will cause joyful celebration in heaven.
好，我们再次感谢主，今天是这个月的第一次，所以是 combined meeting， 非常高兴英文组的弟兄姊妹都过来。
We're so thankful that this is the first Sunday of the month, so we are having combined meeting with English speaking congregation.
我们一个月一次这样子合并的聚会，不是只是聚会方式的不同，而是在这里要见证一件事情，教会是跨越，神儿女们是跨越所有的间隔所有的不同，我们在基督里都是一家人。
So a monthly combined meeting is not just another format that we meet, but it's a testimony to testify that a congregation in the Lord is beyond barrier, like language barrier.
愿神祝福我们这样子的聚会啊。
The Lord bless our combined meetings.
那今天是我们要继续讲约书亚记第七讲。
Today is the seventh message of the book of Joshua.
12月份的我们就会对约书亚记做一个总结。
And then in the month of December, we will concludethis series on the book of Joshua.
我在开始的时候说过，这次要讲约书亚记，希望从一个不同的角度来讲，讲独居之名。
So at the beginning, I share with you that I want to speak about this series from a different angle, people dwelling alone.
就是在这个地上有一般的人跟世人不同，叫做独居之民，特属神的人。
Because there's a group of people on earth that are different, unique, they're separated and for God only.
总题叫做得胜有余的独居之民。
And the thing they is that they are more than conquerors. These people.
这班人身上的特点，他们是被神分别出来属神的，然后在世界经过的时候，他们得胜有余。
So this group of people, they're separate out of the out by the Lord unto God, and then while they go through earthly journey, they are more than conquerors.
我不晓得你们的感觉怎么样。打开报纸，看新闻，看所有的资料，这个世界天天都是坏消息。
Nowadays, if you look at the media, whether it's online newspaper, all we see are bad news.
充满了压力，充满了愁苦，充满了对立，充满了悲剧。
Full of tragedies, stress, and conflicts everywhere.
当我们穿过的时候
，But yet when we go through them,
我们怎么样子能够过得胜的生活
？How can we live a life that is victorious, more than conquerors?
整个约书亚记告诉我们，不光要 进入迦南，也要征服迦南。
So the book of Joshua tells us not only that we shall enter Canaan, but conquer Canaan.
啊，前面两次我们已经把迦南地所有的征战讲完了哈。
So we have talked about all the battles while entering Canaan.
那么征战的目的是为了要承受产业。
So the purpose of all these battles is to inherit.The heritage.
啊，我们不要用属世的观念去想产业，哈，在 Silicon Valley， 啊，那个房子贵得不得了，是吧
？Let's not think about the earthly inheritance as houses are so expensive in Silicon Valley.
啊，我们在开头的时候讲过，迦南美地，神要赐给我们的美地，乃是指的基督来说的。
So we mentioned this before. The promised land, the beautiful land that God wants to give to us, actually talk about Christ.
所以承受产业讲到我们不仅仅得着基督啊，我们要得的更丰富。
So to receive this inheritance is that we shall attain Christ and even more abundantly.
我们先读一下今天的背诵经文，彼得前书第一章三到四节。
So let's read the memorization verse of the day, 1 Peter chapter 1 verses 3-4.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照自己的大怜悯，借着耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望，可以得着不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残，为你们存留在天上的基业。英文也读一遍。
Oh, let's read the English together. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, and does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you.
所以这节圣经告诉我们，不光因着耶稣基督为我们死、为我们复活，让我们得着了重生。
So this script, this verse tells us not only that Jesus Christ died for us so that we can be saved.
啊，不只是仅仅得救而已。
Not only that we can be barely saved.
神给了我们一个荣耀的盼望。
But the Lord has given us a glorious hope.
啊，让我们能够带着荣耀的盼望来度今生。
So that we can go through this earthly journey with this glorious hope.
带着荣耀的盼望，让我们不虚此生，而且让今生满了价值。
So that our life here on earth can be full of value and significance.
所以，如果我们没有一个荣耀的未来、荣耀的标杆的话，我们今天在地上。常常就是马马虎虎、随随便便或盲目的过一生了。
So if we don't have this glorious goal set us ahead of us, then our life can just be squandered away easily.
所以在基督里我们重生了。
So in Christ we were born again.
而且将来要进到荣耀里去，神为我们预备的在这里，他说是不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残，为我们存留在天上的基业。
And not only that we're born again, but we shall enter and receive inheritance. This inheritance is incorruptible, undefiable, and will not fade away.
你们有没有想过在天上有基业？
Have you ever thought about your inheritance in heaven?
你每天都在存吗？
Are you deposit to your heavenly inheritance every day?
我们可能为了自己将来退休都在开始存款，好，为了孩子的教育学费我们在存款。
Maybe we're saving money for our retirements or for our children's education fund.
为了早晚有一天买了一个属于自己的小窝也在存款。
Or maybe saving money so that one day you shall have a house that you that's to your own.
但是你有没有想到，我们天天都在天上在这里存留？那个荣耀的基业。
But have you ever thought about you're also saving for your glorious inheritance in heaven?
不是房子，是基督。
It's not a house, but Christ.
所以我们今天在地上经过的时候，承受迦南，就是讲到怎么样子在基督里，我们能够不仅仅得生命，而且得到更丰盛的生命。
So that not only in Christ we can receive a life, but life more abundantly.
好，所以我们先看了一下，这是这今天要读的这些经文，我们回家。读一共有十章圣经啊。
So actually, our scripture reading will be 10 chapters. So we'll leave to you to read at home.
它是在民数记二十六章，神的百姓在摩押平原，就是跟应许之地只有 一河之隔的地方。
So this happens, this is recorded in the book of Numbers, chapter 26, when God's people gather by the river, across from the promised land.
这个图就是摩押平原。
This is the picture of the plains of Moab.
摩西在那里第二次的数点神的百姓。
So, Moses was counting, numbering the people for the second time right there.
第一次在民数记第一章，他是按着各个支派还有按着军队数点他们。
So the first time happened, in the book of, the Numbers chapter 1, he was numbering, counting according to the tribes and the army.
按着支派宗族数点他们，就是要他们知道他们是蒙爱蒙神拣选的一般人。
They were numbered and counted according to their tribes to, so that people would understand that they were the chosen one being loved.
所以就像我们中国的家谱一样，数数数数数数到最后就知道是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Just like they were counting their genealogy and all the way back to Adam.
按军队数点他们，就是让他们知道他们也是蒙召受托有使命的一般子民。
But then they were also numbered according to their army, arrangements, so that they can understand that they're being called, that they're being commissioned.
这是民数记第一章的数点。
And this is the numbering, the counting happened in Book of Numbers, chapter 1.
那民数记第二次的数点。
The second count.
是为着承受产业的。
Is to inherit the land.
啊，所以分地的属灵意义讲到承受产业。
So, the allotment, the distribution of the land is actually to receive the inheritance.
神为我们每一个人都预备了属灵的产业。
God has prepared a spiritual inheritance for every one of us.
呼召我们起来，经过征战来承受产业。
And God called us to go through the battles to inherit the inheritance.
你看，其实保罗的这一生啊。
Just look at the life of Paul.
他也都是一直在那里得得得得得。
He's always receiving.
他说：“弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我乃是竭力追求，或者我可以得着神在基督里所要我得着的。”
Like Paul says, he's when we look at his life, it seems like he keeps receiving, but yet he says, "I do not consider myself have attained, but then I press on to lay hold of what Christ has called me to receive."
我觉得
in Christ Jesus,
保罗的这句话就把它表达出来：我竭力追求，或者我可以得着。神在基督里所要我得着的。
So that he says, I press on so that I may lay hold of what Christ has laid hold of me.
所以他说我只有一件事，忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑，我要得着神在基督耶稣里从上头召我来得的奖赏。
And he says, I do one thing, forget what is the past, but reach toward the goal which Christ has called me in.To receive the goal of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，你看看我们的生活，从早到晚这么多事情，常常就让我们忽略了那不可少的那一件事情。
But look at our daily life. We're full of mundane things, errands that we keep neglecting. One thing that is not neglected.
保罗说他只有一件事。
But Paul says I only have one thing.
表示他不管做什么事，或吃或喝。都为了荣耀神，都为了得着基督而活着。
In other words, no matter what he did, whether eating or drinking, whatever he did, in order to receive that one thing to glorify God.
好，那么分地这个约书亚记三大部分哈，进入迦南用了五章，征服迦南用了九章，那么承受迦南用了十章的经文。
So the book of Joshua actually is divided into three sections. Entering Canaan, 5 chapters, and then conquering Canaan, 9 chapters, and then to receive the land, 10 chapters.
神怎么样子把迦南美地分给神百姓十二个支派？
So how did God distribute the land among the 12 tribes?
所以十二个分地的原则，我们看一下民数记二十六章。
The principles of allotment.We can see in Numbers chapter 26.
五十二节到五十五节，耶和华晓谕摩西说：“你要按着人民的数目，将地分给这些人为业。人多的，你要把产业多分给他们；人少的，你要把产业少分给他们。要照着被数的人数，把产业分给个人。虽是这样，还要连究分地。”
Numbers chapter 26, verses 52-55. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying that to these land shall be divided as an inheritance according to the number of names. To a large tribe you shall give a larger inheritance. To a small tribe you shall give smaller inheritance. Each shall be given its inheritance according to who were numbered among them. But the land shall be divided by lot.
好，在这里讲到分地的两个根据啊。
So,two principles of allotment.
我们先讲后面的那个连纠分地，讲到是根据神的主权。
By lot, that means, in other words, by the sovereignty of God.
对不信神的人叫做靠运气哈。
For the non-believers, it seems like by lot.
对不对？连纠刷签叫靠运气。
Draw the lot.To see your luck.
对我们信的人叫做神的主权。
But for us who believe in God, that is the sovereignty of the Lord.
所以诗篇四十七篇第四节告诉我们，他为我们选择产业，就是他所爱的雅各的荣耀。
So Psalm 47 verse 4 says, He will choose our inheritance for us, the excellence of Jacob, whom He loves.
诗篇十六篇告诉我们，耶和华是我的产业，是我杯中的份。我所得的，你为我持守，用神量给我的地界，坐落在佳美之处。我的产业实在美好。
Psalm 16 verse 5 to 6 says, O Lord, you are the portion of my inheritance and my cup. You maintain my lot. The lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Yes, I have a good inheritance.
这两节圣经告诉我们得产业三个很重要的事情，大家要记得三件很重要的事。
Three things about receiving inheritance.
第一个是他为我们拣选，完全是出于他主宰的权柄。
It's chosen by God for us out of his sovereignty.
所以连纠就说到出于神的主权。
By drawing lot, we submit to the sovereignty of God.
诗篇十六篇说用神量给我的，表示是神量给我们的。
Psalm 16 tells us the lines have fallen. In other words, the lines are measured by God.
神不是大手一挥说这一片都给你，神是用神量的。
So God does not randomly waving hands and say, oh, you can get this piece. But he actually carefully measured it out.
所以圣经里面诗篇139篇讲到我在地上的日子还没有过一天，还没有度一日，神都已经写在册上了，表示他早就已经在我们身上有命定的计划。
In Psalm 139, the Lord also says, I have already written on the book the days that you haven't even lived. In other words, God has a plan and destiny for us.
最近刚读的《使徒行传》17章也告诉我们，神早就预先定好了我们连线和所住的疆界。
And also book on Acts chapter 17 says God already determined our times and the boundaries of our dwelling.
不仅我们没有一个人知道自己会活多久，对不对？我们的年限多少没有人知道。
No one knows how long we will live, right?
连我们疆界有时候都不知道。我从小从来没想过有一天我会来美国，一来美国住了42年。
And we also cannot predict where we're going to live, right? I never imagined I would move to America when I was a child.
这是神早就计划好的，这是神的主权。
But God has already planned out of his sovereignty.
然后说到我们生活动作存留都在乎他。
So that in him we have our live and we have our beings.
第一个是所以讲到神为我们拣选。
So the first thing is that God chose for us.
第二个，他自己就是我们的产业。
Second, he himself is our portion of inheritance.
虽然我们每一个人遭遇不一样，有的是弟兄，有的是姊妹，有的是学 IT 的，有人是当医生的，有人是在餐馆的，我们每一个人的人生遭遇都不一样。
So everyone has our unique life where male, female, and then our experiences, everything is different, unique.
但是神要给我们的产业就是他自己。
But then the inheritance that God wants to give us is actually himself.
是不能朽坏，不能玷污，不能衰残，属天的产业。
That is a heavenly inheritance, incorruptible, undefiable, and will not fade away.
所以大卫说我的产业实在美好。
That's why David says, oh, how beautiful is my inheritance.
可不可以跟隔壁的说说我的产业实在美好，就算你现在还没房子。
Okay, even though you don't have a house, please say to your neighbor, my inheritance is indeed good.
因为他自己就是我们的产业。
Because he himself is our inheritance.
所以神是把最上好的给我们，他为我选择，他说这是所爱雅各的荣耀，这是 pride。
God has given us the very best himself. He says, all the excellence of Jacob. Everyone has it.
所以我们不光在客观上要有这样子的认识，在主观上要有这样子的经历。
Not only that, we shall have the objective knowledge, but also subjective experience.
所以这三件事情，他为我们拣选，他自己是我们的产业，我们的产业实在美好，每一个人要主观上来经历它。
So we shall experience that.All of his sovereignty, he chose our inheritance, and he himself is our portion, and our inheritance is indeed good.
我们中间十几年前，恐怕已经不止十几年前，有一位姊妹，诗锦姊妹，她发现癌症的时候已经是几乎末期了。
We had a sister who used to play the piano for us when, more than 10 years ago, when she was diagnosed with cancer, it was already the terminal stage.
动了手术，接受化疗，也接受这个放疗。
So she went through surgery, chemo and radiation therapies.
她跟我们说，有的时候常常就蹲在马桶旁边吐。
And then she said sometimes she would just stay with the toilet, keep vomiting.
但是当我们跟她祷告的时候，她用这篇祷告，她说：“用神量给我的祭界，坐落在佳美之处，我的产业实在美好。”听到的人都感动。
But yeah, I still remember when we were praying with her, and then these were her words: "The lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. Yes, I have a good inheritance."
这样子的信心是震动天地的信心，伟大的信心。
Such great faith will actually shake heaven and earth.
第二个，根据新造生命的度量，他说：“人多的把地多给他，人少的把地少给他。”
Second, the distribution, the allotment will be according to the measure of new life.
你知道以色列整个旷野的行程跟新约是相对应的啊。
Because the entire journey in the wilderness actually kind of comparable to the New Testament.
就是说天上降下来的玛纳，耶稣说：“我就是那天上降下来的真粮。”
For example, they received manna, and Jesus says, "I am the true bread from heaven."
随着他们的磐石、活水，保罗说：“这个磐石就是基督。”
And then there was a living rock following God's people, giving water. And then Paul says the living rock is actually Christ.
他们过红海。
They passed
保罗说在云里海里受洗。
And then Paul says they were baptized into the Red Sea.
所以同样的，所有当初第一批二十岁以外的全部倒闭旷野。新造的一批进入迦南。
Yeah, the first generation that came out of Egypt all died in the wilderness, and another new generation entering into the promised land.
换句话说，我旧造的生命，我属肉体的生命，需要倒闭旷野，让我在基督里，在新造的里面，我进入迦南。
In other words, this our old creation, our flesh, ought to die in the wilderness, so that the new creation will enter into Christ.
罗马书第八章我们很熟的二十八节到三十节，万事互相效力，就是一个目的，要把我们磨成神儿子的形象。
And we're all very familiar with Romans chapter 8, verses 28 to 30. It says, All things work for the good of those who love God for one purpose, so that we can be conformed to the image of Christ.
要叫我们像耶稣。
So that we can be like Christ.
耶稣说我就是生命。
Because Jesus says, I am the life.
我来要叫你们得生命，而且要得着更丰盛的生命，让我们一直得基督。
I came so that you can receive life and even more abundantly, so that we can keep receiving Christ.
彼得在彼得后书第一章也告诉我们，他用他自己的荣耀和美德召我们。
And Second Peter chapter one, it also says that God has called us by His glory and virtue.
叫我们既然脱离了从情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情有份。
So that we can escape the corruptions of the flesh and then be partakers of His divine nature.
To be the partaker of His divine nature.
So that we can be partakers of His divine nature.
承受伟大的生命。
And we receive this great divine life.
所以彼得说我们一定要分外的殷勤。
So Peter says we ought to be exceedingly diligent.
有了什么又要加上什么，有了什么又要加上什么。他说这样子我们才会丰丰富富的进神国。
So Peter keeps saying that you ought to be diligent. You receive this and then on top of that, and then add something on top of that so that you can enter into the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ abundantly.
给大家一个挑战，每天晚上睡觉以前，你自己问问自己，我今天有多少的精力是可以被加到勇士去的。
So I will, let me give you a challenge that every night before we go to bed, let's consider all the things that we have done, which can be counted in heaven, eternity.
我今天从早到晚，我经历了多少基督，我的生命被改变了多少。
Throughout the day, how much Christ have we experienced and how much transformation have we experienced?
如果是交白卷的话，我们就要小心，不要明天还交白卷。
If we fail one day, we ought to be cautious so that we don't keep failing every day.
因为时间很快。
Because time flies.
你昨天交白卷，今天交白卷，明天很可能交白卷，整年都可能交白卷。
If we fail yesterday, we fail today. It's very likely that we will fail tomorrow or even the entire year.
啊，所以。当我们去见主的时候，史百克弟兄说，神衡量我们只有一个标准，叫做 measure by Christ， 根据基督来衡量我们。
Brother Spark says that when we go to heaven and see the Lord, we will be judged by one person, that is Christ.
就是使徒 Christ， 使徒行传十七章说的，神设立了一个人，要借着他审判天下。
That's said in Acts chapter 17 that God has appointed.One person that through him he will judge the world.
所以底下给大家看一个图表，我要跟英文组抱歉，好，来不及翻译了。
We want to show you a chart. Sorry, there was no English translation.
当然，每一个人都可以自己做。好，我三十年前就用手写，已经写过了。那这里呢，就是把十二个支派第一次数点跟第二次数点的人数列出来，然后把他们增加或减少的数目写出来，增加或减少的百分比写出来。这个很容易做的，好，每一个人都可以做。
So actually, to English speaking brothers and sisters, this chart is just a comparison between the first time people.They were counted and the second time by the tribes and also the percentage of their growth, their increase or decrease.
你看他们同样是神的百姓，同样经过旷野，同样经历神云柱火柱的带领跟玛纳的活水的供应，他们经历都是一样的。
So these tribes, they all share the same experience. They left Egypt, went to Canaan, and then went through wilderness, received manna as their food.
但是你发现马拉西这个支派增加了 63.66%。
But you see that the tribe of Manasseh actually their population increased by 63%.
西缅支派减少了62.56%.
And yet the tribe of Simeon, their population decreased by about 65%.
为什么有这么大的不同，弟兄姐妹？
Why such a great contrast?
完全在乎我们如何对待我们所信的神，我们如何对待神给我们的应许，给我们的托付。
It all depends on our attitude and response to God himself and then God's calling commission in our lives.
你看西缅支派死这么多人。
Look at the tribe of Simeon, they lost so much.
你读民数记就知道他们都已经快到迦南边界了，还族长当众带着这个米甸女子行淫乱进帐篷。
If we read the book of Numbers, we can see that they almost reached the promised land, the Canaan, and yet their leaders were committing adultery with the Gentile women.
他们对罪恶没有敬畏，没有害怕的心。
They did not fear God nor fear sin, the consequences of sin.
不是没有敬畏，没有害怕的心，对神没有敬畏，对罪恶没有害怕。
That they did not have fear to God or sin.
所以整个西缅支派几乎少掉了60%+.
And we see that their entire tribe decreased by more than 60%.
而且你发现他们进迦南，照着他们所得的产业是在犹大的支派里面，到最后西缅支派完全被消化了，不见了。
And then actually the land that they receive actually among the land of the tribe of Judah and eventually they kind of vanish.
因为到了大卫做王的时候，最南边的犹大国 不是这个所罗门分裂以后，最南边的犹大国只剩下犹大支派跟便雅悯，西缅照理说也在南边，但是完全不见了。
When the kingdom was divided during the Solomon time, the south kingdom actually was only consisted by two tribes, the Benjamin tribe and the Judah. But what happened to Simeon? They were supposed to live in the south.
神是轻慢不得的神啊。
Dear brothers and sisters, God is not to be mocked.
今天我们在新约里面所承受的祝福远远远远超过旧约的。
But yet today, living in the New Testament time, the inheritance we receive far exceeds the inheritance in the Old Testament.
我们可以蒙恩，可以成长，可以得胜的机会远远大过旧约的百姓。
And the opportunities that we can be blessed and grow is far greater than the people in the Old Testament.
因为基督是我们的生命，而且住在我们里面，永远跟我们同在。
Because Christ is our life, He dwells in us and forever with us.
所以我在新人门训的时候特别强调，我们要享受基督的内住，接受基督的替代，活出基督的荣美。
So in the new man discipleship, I mentioned that we ought to enjoy the indwelling of Christ and receive the substitution of Christ and live out the glory and beauty of Christ.
因为那时候讲新造生命的时候讲了四个题目，连于基督，经历基督，得着基督，活出基督。
I actually taught four topics through this discipleship. To be united with Christ, to experience Christ, to attain Christ, and to live out Christ.
享受基督的内住。
Enjoy the indwelling of Christ.
接受基督的替代。
Receiving the substitution of Christ.
活出基督的荣美。
And live out the beauty of Christ.
这是我们整个人生的生活原则。
And those are the principles of our life.
这也是我们整个天路历程一个最核心的价值，最高的价值。
And that is also our highest value, the core value of our pilgrimage.
它决定了我们今生的品质，也决定了我们在永世里面的价值，就是我们所得着的基业。
And it determines not only the quality of our life on earth, but also our value of heavenly inheritance.
我们背一遍好不好？
Let's memorize them.
享受基督的内住。
Enjoy the indwelling of Christ.
接受基督的替代。
Receive the substitution of Christ.
活出基督的荣美。
And live out the beauty of Christ.
好，我们底下就来讲哈，他们在就连在得地的这个过程中，他们也面对了许多的挑战。
Now let's look at the challenge of the process of receiving the inheritance.
其实我在读这些经文的时候，我里面感触很多哈。明明征战已经几乎打完了，已经。从此国中太平，没有征战了。
So when I read these scriptures, my heart was really sad because the battles were already won at this moment.
但是在他们得产业的事情上，还有这么多的问题。
But yet there were so many issues about receiving the land.
哦，我今天只讲三个哈，但而且每一个都只能简短的点到为止。
I'll just briefly touch three challenges that they faced.
我就非常稀奇，为什么三千多年前的挑战，到了二十一世纪的今天，这三件事情仍然是今天神儿女们非常大的挑战。
And I can't help but wonder why the challenges, the issues that they faced 3,000 years ago look so similar to the challenges that we have today.
经过了3400年的时间。
After 3,400years.
甚至我们新约的百姓已经在基督里过了2000年了。
And also we have lived 2,000 years in Christ in the New Testament.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音事工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。